Hi there, and welcome back to another Monday Morning Motivation episode. Today, we are diving deep into a topic that resonates with anyone aiming to transform their life. It's all about breaking through the barriers we often don't even realize we have. And today, I am inspired by a powerful quote from the author Napoleon Hill, who once said, "The only limit to your mind is the one you allow it to have." I'm going to say it again, because I think it's so important to know this. The only limit to your mind is the one you allow it to have. This is something I'm very interested in, as I see way too many people who limit themselves. So let's explore how this principle applies to everyday life and how you can use the power of your subconscious mind to stretch those limits far and wide. Our mind is a fascinating entity. It's not just a part of us that thinks and analyzes. The mind, especially the subconscious part, influences our beliefs, our emotions, and ultimately our actions. The subconscious is like the software that runs in the background, governing everything from our heartbeat to our deepest fears and desires. And here's the kicker. Most of the limits we face are not physical. They are not about money, time, or resources. They are the ceilings we impose on ourselves within our minds. Think about that. How often have you thought, "I can't do that," before you even tried? And I completely get it, because when we have big dreams and goals, and I'm assuming you do since you're listening to this podcast, it's so easy to limit ourselves, because often the dreams and goals we have, we haven't done yet. So it's really, really common to do this. But let's turn that around. Here are three practical tips to harness the power of your subconscious mind and live by Napoleon Hill's words. And some of these I covered on the Friday podcast, The Power of Harnessing Your Subconscious Mind. If you haven't listened to that, make sure you do, because it's helpful to understand the power of your subconscious mind. Tip number one, visualize your success and your dreams and goals. Visualization is not just a technique for athletes and celebrities. It's for anyone. Every morning or every night, or ideally both, take a moment to close your eyes and imagine achieving your biggest dreams. Feel the success, experience the joy, and embrace the freedom that comes with that. This practice sends powerful signals to your subconscious, telling it, "This is where we're going. Make sure we get there." Tip number two, affirmations and positive self-talk. Words have power. Immense power. Start your day by affirming your capabilities. Simple affirmations like, "I am capable, I am powerful, I can do this," or "I can achieve whatever I set my mind to," can redefine your self-image over time. Positive self-talk keeps the gates of your mental barriers open, allowing you to step beyond them. Tip number three, continuous learning. This is something I love and do a lot of. The mind expands with exposure. The more you learn, the less you fear the unknown and the less you will limit yourself. Read books, listen to podcasts, attend workshops, retreats, or you may want to consider joining my coaching program. The theme for May is all about the power of your subconscious mind, where we're going to go deeper. So feed your mind with diverse and rich experiences. Knowledge not only empowers you, but also dilutes the boundaries set by ignorance. Every limit is a challenge to see how far you can really go. Remember, the subconscious mind believes what it's told, and it's listening all the time. So tell it there are no limits, only possibilities. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a thought. Every giant leap for mankind started with a simple step forward and a belief in the possibility of the seemingly impossible. Let your mind dwell on that and let no limit keep you from exploring your true potential to make all your dreams and goals happen in your lifetime. Thank you for turning into the Dream Life podcast this Monday. Embrace your limitless mind and keep dreaming, keep achieving. And until next time, stay limitless. And of course, remember, the only limit to your mind is the one you allow it to have. I'll be back next Friday. I'll see you then.